Welcome to Minutes of Truth radio program brought to you by the Ellettsville Church of Christ. We invite you to open your Bible and follow along as Paul Adams leads us in a study of God's Word.
Today we'll be studying from the book of 1 Peter, beginning at verse 13, in this Minutes of Truth Bible study. Mark Schatz is here, and my name is Paul Adams, and we are ready to study in the Word of God. Let's go ahead and read in 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 13 through 16.
Therefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and rest your hope fully upon the grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not conforming yourselves to the former lusts, as in your ignorance, but as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct, because it is written, "Be holy, for I am holy."
As we look at this verse, I was comparing some translations, and the New American Standard says here, instead of to gird up the loins of your mind, he says, prepare your minds for action. And I like that as we read here, that we begin with the word therefore, and I suppose I should back up and pick that up. We've looked at how the prophets prophesied about Christ. Christ came, he suffered, the gospel was preached. As we see all those things, we're looking from this side of the cross, and we're able to look back and see God's plan that he has, that we ought to be obeying the gospel, we ought to be living faithfully to him, and why all those things took place. We're really very blessed to be there. And so because of that, he says, get ready. Have your mind ready for action. Be ready to act. And he says to be sober, to be serious. And Mark, he says there to rest your hope fully upon the grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. How might we rest our hope fully upon the grace?
The idea, the word that he throws in there is fully. That we're to trust in God completely, to trust in God's plan that was revealed through Christ. We're to put our hope and 100% of our hope in Christ and God's plan that we do that. He says, rest your hope fully, that is 100%. Don't divide it between something else, but fully on the grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. You know, sometimes we talked earlier that people want to rest their hope partially on God's plan through Christ, and partially on something else. We see that in the New Testament even, when people wanted to continue to practice Judaism, but yet they also wanted to obey the gospel and be Christians in that way, and they tried to mix it. And really, the whole book of Hebrews was written to a people like that, that was trying to mix the Judaism, or go back to Judaism, after obeying the gospel of Christ. And today, we can rest part of our hope on God's salvation through Christ, and we can rest part of our hope on something else. Maybe we think good works will save us, or maybe we think whatever would save us. But here he says in verse 13 that we are to rest our hope fully on the grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
I think that's a great point. And so if we're going to be saved, it is only going to be by the grace of God. And if we're going to be saved, it is going to be by being in Christ and being faithful to him, rendering obedience to the gospel is how we respond to the grace that is in Christ. And so that is a great point, Mark, as we see there. We render that obedience and we rest upon that rest our hope upon that grace. He talks about how we do that. He says, as obedient children. And he says, not conforming yourselves to the former lusts as in your ignorance. Here, we're actually the standard for us, I guess, is set very high, and we are to be faithful to God as obedient children of God, and we're to not allow ourselves to be like we used to be, but instead we are to serve God faithfully. And we were examining a passage, I think it was in Ephesians 5.
Yeah, when we look at Ephesians 5, though, he brings up the idea here in 1 Peter about this idea of conforming yourselves, or imitating. And he's going to talk about some things there. But you mentioned the high standard that God's given us. In Ephesians 5, verse 1, Paul the Apostle there writes, therefore be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love, just as Christ also loved you and gave himself for us. But in Ephesians 5, the first two verses, there's the standard. We are to imitate God. and that we are to love just as Christ loved. That gives us the standard that God wants us to live up to. And we'll see that here in verses 15 and 16, that there is the standard. We have to conform ourselves to something. And he says in verse 14 of 1 Peter chapter 10, don't conform yourselves to how you used to be without Christ. Paul, what do you think about the idea of conforming yourselves to something here that Peter discusses?
The idea is molding and shaping our lives. We sometimes sing about being clay in the potter's hand, and we need to be like that. He says you used to be a different kind of person when you were ignorant of the grace of God, but now you have a responsibility to hold yourself to that high standard, to be obedient children, and to not conform yourselves to the former lusts. He does talk there, though, about in the coming verses about how we are to mold and shape ourselves. We read about how holy God is. And when we realize the holiness of God, look at the words there in verse 15. As he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct. That's that high standard, isn't it, Mark?
Yeah, and it's not just a high standard because we have to be like God, but it's also a high standard there in verse 15 because he says, you also be holy in all your conduct. It's not just that we can be holy like God in some of our conduct and that we don't have to be holy in the rest of it. He says there, and he's very clear in verse 15, that it's all of your conduct. God's message, the gospel, this grace and salvation that is in Jesus Christ that we read about in the gospel, it is all-encompassing in our life. It affects everything I say. It affects everything I do. It affects even everything I think. And I think that's borne out there in verse 15. We're to be like God in holiness in everything we do, say, or think, in all of our conduct. It's totally all-encompassing.
In fact, it quotes there, be holy, for I am holy. That's the standard God expects us to hold ourselves to. And so here's this really great thought that comes in these verses for us today, that God says you can get your mind ready. You can be very serious about it, and you need to rest your hope fully upon the grace that's in Christ. There's no place else to turn other than the grace of God that's in Christ Jesus. You can't have salvation outside of Christ. But when you look for salvation in Christ, you agree to hold yourself to that high standard, that as God is holy, that you're going to mold and shape your lives to be like Him. And that's really what the message that we preach today. For people to change their lives. When we see that we call upon people to believe in Christ and to repent of sins, to turn away from the kind of person they were at one time, and then to transform their lives in obedience to the gospel, to repent and be baptized so they can have that new birth. Mark, when we see that when we're baptized, we have a brand new start, don't we?
We do. He talks about there's a change. Other writers in the New Testament talks about putting off the old man or crucifying the old man and living like we know we should be living as God revealed now. And he sees that too in verse 14. He says, don't conform yourself to the former lusts. Once we come to God and come to the gospel and realize what we need to do to be saved, then we should be the new creature. Our lives should be different from what they were before. And like we could rise up out of the waters of baptism and we're a new creature, a new birth.
And what the Bible calls that is being holy. And maybe you'd like to study with us further about being holy, being entirely, in that sense, holy, spelled differently, but also being fully devoted to God, fully set apart for Him, being truly holy. We'd love to study with you about that. Just drop us an email and we'd set up that Bible study with you at truth@ellettsvillechurchofchrist.com, and Mark and I will be happy to communicate with you. truth@ellettsvillechurchofchrist.com. This is such a great study in the book of 1 Peter chapter 1. So many great lessons for us to learn, and we hope that you'll continue to study with us again next week as we continue in 1 Peter with a few more minutes of truth.
Minutes of Truth is presented by the Ellettsville Church of Christ, meeting at 303 West Temperance Street in Ellettsville, Indiana. We invite you to our worship services on Sundays at 10:30 a.m. and 5 p.m. Bible study times are 9:45 a.m. on Sunday and 7 p.m. on Wednesday. We hope you will join us again next week at the same time for a few more minutes of truth.